league busts.
With the first pick, the Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
And high value picks.
With the 262nd pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Brock Purdy, a quarterback from Iowa State.
This is a Draft Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get $2,000 off a new energy-efficient system now through May 31st. Call or visit aeheatingandcooling.com.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080. The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HT2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. And you get to try and interpretate. We're going to try and interpretate what happened last night for one more hour today. We'll try and get you set for the weekend, and sports should be a glorious one. Draft continues. You got playoffs going on. Baseball's going on.
It's a feel-good Friday,
good.
Man. It's a feel-good Friday.
Weather's going to be dry. Oh. What's there to complain about, right?
My father-in-law's doing backyard renovations for me because he's done his yard, and he just sees how awful mine is. So he just comes over, doesn't even ask or talk, and just does it.
Just starts working?
Just starts working on your yard.
So what do you do? You just feed him, give him a beer, life's good?
I don't even feed him. My mother-in-law is an amazing cook, so she comes over and she cooks for us, and then he eats that food.
Yeah, he's one of those retirees that just can't.
Yes.
He has to do something at all times.
His nature. Yeah. He is a worker. He
can't stop.
Yeah, he retired. He got another job and part-time, and so he comes over and he was installing a security light on my deck. He's like, and he was like doing it. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, you want a security light? And I'm like, sure.
Sure.
It's already in there.
Why would you not want a security light, man? Does it turn on when it is motion activated, I'm assuming?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you need right there.
He hung my bikes up in my shed.
Yes.
I'm like, okay.
All right. Well, this is great, dude. He's got free labor over here every time you show up.
I want to pay the backyard, too. I don't like grass. Yeah. Just get rid of it.
Just get this guy out for hire for your buddies. Anybody else need some work? You need a little landscaping done? I'm going to send it over to your house.
Friends
right?
come over. Man, you really put in a lot of work. I know.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
I've been grinding. I got a lot of time on my hands. I'm off work early. So, you know, I've been putting a lot of work into my property. Pretty out here.
It was funny. I came home with my golf clubs in hand. He's in my backyard
sweating.
Working, sweating, and I'm like, hey.
Hey. How you doing today?
We're just both grinding out in the sun, aren't
we? You're grinding over bogeys. He's grinding over, you know, putting some places, things in right places in the backyard. I love it.
Broke 90 today. How you feeling?
A couple of fun talking points out of the draft last night. The SEC and the Big Ten accounted for 26 of the 32 first-round picks.
If I was a general manager, like, I'm genuinely being honest with you, like, I'm just taking SEC players. Like
SEC defensive linemen.
People noted this about the Eagles. It's like Georgia, 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 Georgia. Like, that's what I'm doing, but then I'm adding Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, Penn State, and then the rest of the SEC. The good SEC.
26 of 32. So it's kind of a mixed bag last night in terms of the Blue Bloods sending a lot of players to the NFL draft. Also, when you add on top of that the recruit rankings of guys drafted, do you want to guess here? Here's a fun one. How many of the first-round picks last night, so a total of 32 picks,
yes.
How many do you think were a blue-chip recruit in high school? So that's a four- or five-star recruit. Of the 32 picks. Because it's a fun story where Cam Ward famously was a zero-star recruit and went to Incarnate
Word. I'm
going to
guess the lineman from North Dakota State, probably
was,
not a blue chip.
You say 28 of the 32?
20, were.
20,
were.
Yeah. 25.
25? You're right in the middle of 26.
Yeah.
There were 11 5-stars and 15 4-stars.
We always like
drafted
to hype,
in the first round.
We like to hype up, especially here with Oregon State, like the little diamond in the roughs and the reality is those guys get picked late if they get picked at all, and all those five-star kids usually hit. I do think it's 808. The only Cam Ward stuff we have talked about is the trade that was leaked by Schefter with the Giants and his lack of dressing for the moment. The reality is, just from a sports angle, it's one of the greatest sports stories to ever exist.
Yes, it is.
A zero-star recruit becomes the number one pick in the NFL draft.
You know who was the number one quarterback the year he came out of high school? Connected to your program.
So was that five or six? Oh, DJ?
Uyunglele.
He's the class of DJ.
Was the number one quarterback in the country coming out
that year.
Yeah,
think about him. He's not going to get picked at all.
He was five-star, can't miss. Teams just drooling over him and throwing bags of money at him.
Yep.
And Cam Ward was a zero-star recruit who had no offers, had to go to Incarnate Word, turned himself into a Heisman finalist and the number one overall pick.
I mean, it really is a movie.
It's an unbelievable success story.
Yes.
Despite my opinions on him and how he fares in the NFL and my general lack of interest in the Tennessee Titans, like,
they're one of the more forgettable franchises for me in all of professional sports.
You have Titan listeners. You got to be careful.
Yeah, we do. But I think even they know. Like, you can acknowledge, right? Like, if you're a Titans fan, you know what your lot in life is. Nobody really
cares.
The biggest
thing they're looking forward to is their new stadium. That's the
biggest
thing.
You're
going to
be in that. Like, you got Nashville. You're going to host Super Bowls and Final Fours at some point. That's all cool. I am genuinely rooting for him because of the story that he is. I hope he has a great NFL career.
Well, I mean, this is my Hunter stuff. Is like, I just don't think Hunter, I think he's a good player. He was one of my favorite college football players ever. It's a great story to say you play both sides as much as he did. I didn't think he was capable in college.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the trade itself by the Jags, it's like, that's so much. But then do you not just watch him react and the way he was when he was running out of the hall? And like, how do you not, how do you see that kid and you say you're rude? You can't root against him.
I'm not rooting
him.
Against him in any way, shape, or form. Seems like a genuinely
ball.
Good kid,
yes.
too. Yeah, he loves playing football. His whole I'm not going to play football if you don't let me play both ways thing was a little funny.
I mean,
funny,
it was a stupid thing, but like, you're going to get some of these kids that'll talk, they'll say things, they'll step in it. Like,
dude, there's not many guys, unless there's like some criminal path. I'm this way even with like players that I hate in college who play for rivals. Michael Penix ripped my heart out twice 2 years ago. That guy was an assassin of Oregon football. I'm rooting for him in the NFL. I got no. Why do I buy stock in Michael Penix failing? He seems like a good kid. Went to a cool team. Like, him being in Atlanta seems like an awesome fit. I got nothing against him. I want him to be great at the next level. The carrying grudges and rooting against guys when they move on is always a funny one to me. There's not many guys that will ever get to me to that point. Unless you punch your pregnant girlfriend in the stomach, then I'm going to be like, all right, you probably should, I'm not going to root for you. I don't want you on my NFL team.
That's not aging well now, is it?
No, it's not. A couple of Ducks ended up going in the first round. We'll get to them in a moment. Let me shout out the Huskies first. Hold on. I'm just going to scroll here for a second.
Making the same joke twice within a 30-minute span.
Audience turns over in every 10 minutes. Derek Harmon went 21 to Pittsburgh. That seemed like the trendy pick in mocks leading up to it. Pittsburgh seemed like an ideal fit. The question for them...
It's an ideal fit. You thought that was a trendy... I thought the Steelers and Shador was the trendy pick.
I've reached a point in the day of the draft where I thought Shador was going to very likely slip out of the first round. There just seemed to be a lot of chatter there. I had people in Pittsburgh reaching out to me to have me come on to talk about Derek Harmon because that's how the mocks were pointing to them. Now, to your point on Shador, he did get some back... If you dive into like Pittsburgh Steeler bubbles... He got some backlash because a lot of people wanted him to take Shador Sanders, and the quarterback's there, and everybody's saying Mason Rudolph's your quarterback.
They don't
have a defensive lineman, so them taking Harmon tells me they're thinking they're going to get Rodgers, but that's a whole different conversation.
That's for one season.
I know. You're not wrong. Whole different conversation. He goes 21 to Pittsburgh, and then Connerly in the back end of the first round, a guy who we weren't sure if he was going to go in the first round of the draft last night. And Amy, just kind of kept your eye on, ends up going 29 to Washington. So if you're a Duck fan who roots for Ducks in the NFL, Steelers and Commanders are your new teams.
Well, Cam Hayward's going to be out of the NFL soon. He's getting up there in the age ladder. That is an absolute fit if you've ever seen one. Yeah. Derek Harmon is a wall. Pittsburgh is built on defense and grit and grind, and it's perfect. There's nothing else really to say. That just seems like a perfect fit. I'd still be alarmed if I was a Steeler fan. Like, are they going to draft a quarterback? And then, like, is that Shuck? Is Shuck getting you up?
I don't know.
Would you rather have Shador or Shuck?
I mean, I'd rather have Shador than Shuck.
Me too. So, like, I'm curious to see what they do with that position. They don't have a quarterback. I'm sorry. You're not winning anything with Mason Rudolph.
On top of that, too, by the way, they don't have a second-round pick as well.
Right.
They don't pick again until the third round.
And Rodgers is just, how are you trusting anything? When you hear him talk, how do you trust anything?
You can't trust it at all.
So I love Harmon. If I'm a Steeler fan today, though, I'm a little bummed, admittedly.
It.
And I get why people are out on Shador, but we don't have a quarterback. Washington is a great spot. I mean, Connerly, I'll be fascinated with. He seemed like a lock to be a top 10 pick at one point, and that all kind of changed as we kept going closer and closer to the draft. And then it was like, would he even get picked in the first round? You get to go to an NFC championship team.
Oh, it's a
with
perfect
a ton
spot.
Of veteran linemen there.
With a coach who everybody loves.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Connerly will ever be what Lanning and every other person thought he would be in the NFL, but it ain't going to be for lack of bad franchise and situation. That's just going to be, it just didn't work for whatever reason. So he had to have been so excited. And I know that we played the other side more than we do this. Shador, like, has a draft set constructed at his house, and it's funny. Ha ha, you weren't drafted.
Legendary.
But we focus a lot on the heartbreak. And I go back to the Rory McIlroy thing, where he had just blown it on 18. He's devastated. He's trying to get his Grand Slam. He's mentally just broken. And his best bud, his caddy, says, you would have taken this playoff if I told you that's what it took.
If I told you on Monday we'd be in a playoff, you'd take it in a heartbeat.
And I take that exact same logic and I apply it to every one of these players. And I say, you would have taken playing and blocking for Jaden Daniels if I told you that's where you end up all day. And so Connerly, I think, has got to be ecstatic. Harmon's obviously excited.
They just seem like good fits for both.
Connerly
of them,
is a great spot for him.
You go to a franchise.
Washington's a great spot for Connerly, excuse me.
You go to a place with a franchise quarterback heading in the right direction that's set up to win seemingly for years to come.
Yeah.
Never a guarantee, but it does feel like a very certain thing right now. And then for Harmon, I mean, a place that's had a dominant defensive line for how long? And I know that some of them are getting a little bit longer in the tooth, but you get to go play with an elite defensive group where you're not going to be asked to be a saver. You just kind of fit into the scheme, man.
Cam Hayward gets to be a big brother for him.
That's a really good spot to go learn. Like, we can question the overall strategy by Pittsburgh, which is a totally fair conversation, but it just in terms of fit, like, if you're a defensive lineman, you tell me, hey, if you're a D lineman getting drafted, where would you want to go? Pittsburgh's one of the first teams that's coming out of my mouth.
How good do you think Harmon's going to end up being? We're talking all pro?
I don't know about all pro. I don't know how many. That's the hard part about this draft. Like him
and Mason Graham, who is, and I know it's just to take. Nobody really knows. I'm so interested to see how some of these. The D linemen were a big part of this draft.
They were,
and so I watched
some of them proven, some of them unproven, some of them just measurable, some of them with actual track
like
records.
Kenneth Grant at Miami. Yeah. Nobody's talking about that pick.
No,
Mason Graham, his teammate. Walter Nolan.
Yeah, the couple of Georgia edge guys, yeah.
Right? You got a lot of DTs in this draft, how that's all going to shake out. And then the edge guys. I don't know which one truly is. Abdul Carter seems like the most can't miss one.
Yep, but he's also got injury concerns.
Right. Yes.
It's been banged up. So. Right. It's hard to get a read on it. I don't know if I view him as a, you know, first team all pro kind of guy. He's got a hell of a work ethic. He's a great kid, and I think he's going to a perfect fit where they develop defensive linemen as good as anybody, it seems like, in the league. And so all of that points to me, him having a very good NFL career.
Were you surprised Denver went DB?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't surprised there. I think depending on who else was still on the board, like, I think the thought for them would have been, hey, if Tyler Warren somehow gets there when he's on the board still at 14 and we're drafting at 20,
yeah,
I would have loved that for Bo.
I thought Burden might be in play.
Yeah.
He didn't get picked in the first round. Will Johnson's another name that didn't
Will
get picked
Johnson
in the first round.
Will Johnson is a guy who is at top of many people's list going into day two, but he also has injury concerns, so that's the problem there. Lots still to digest, lots still to get into. Let's kind of preview the weekend. We'll give you a couple of bets coming up bottom of the hour. Don't need to do a full-on spraying the line, but it'll be a way to look at the sporting events coming up this weekend, so we'll dive into that a little bit. I got to do my full Oregon spring game breakdown. Come on.
That would be kind of hard to do that.
Got my notes all ready to go.
We got Lakers.
Positional battles.
Lakers, T-Wolves.
Maybe real sports to talk about here. Real important stuff, like spring football.
Yeah.
Get on the same page.
Too deep of the spring roster.
Who's the backup guard going to be? I don't know.
When's Novosad going to take the starting gig from Moore? I mean, we can get into that.
Who's the start? What if he outplays him? I mean, you might have two starting quarterbacks on your team.
Quarterback controversy.
I don't know. Could be. We got a lot still to get to here on a Feel Good Friday. Back after this on The Fan. All right, one other quick round one takeaway from me. We'll see if you guys have any other grades you want to give out.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of slowed down on our grades from earlier in the show. It's irrational. It doesn't really make any sense. It just is the school, the name, the fit, the position. I feel like this guy's going to be good where he was taken and where he's going.
Okay.
I had that thought when the Ravens took Malachi Starks. I don't know what it is about the Ravens taking safeties, especially a Georgia
safety. Humphreys, doesn't he? He's just going to be that player.
He's going to be good. Like, of course he's going to be good because it's the Ravens and they're taking a safety from Georgia.
So what's funny about Malachi Starks going to Baltimore at 27 is there was a lot of people on the internet saying, yeah, I mean, it's a good fit, but let's be honest. Pittsburgh drafted Harmon so the Ravens wouldn't.
Yeah, you're probably right. There's a little bit of that. There's a little bit of that out there.
I keep coming back to one of these teams, and let's hold this because there's going to be a lot of takeaways and thoughts on these players. Oh, Tyler Warren sucks, actually. It's not going to be any good.
Yeah.
Colston Loveland overrated. Whatever the takes are. I keep coming back to the pick that's not getting enough conversation and won't. The Bengals needed good, proven defensive help.
Losing the sack leader in the NFL. Likely. Not guaranteed, but likely.
And They took the guy that has some measurables but did almost nothing in college.
Yeah. He's just a physical freak.
Yeah. Well,
and you hope you could mold that clay into a dominant pass rusher. But that doesn't always work out that way.
He had 11 tackles for loss and 4.5 sacks in three seasons.
In three seasons. Not 1 year. In three seasons. It's not very good.
Yeah.
And he played with some pretty good players, too. Texas A&M's defensive line had some studs on it. One of his teammates was drafted in the first round last night, Walter Nolan, for a couple of years. So.
His pro comp, if he hits, is Danielle Hunter.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. That one's a head-scratcher. Love Gentry going to the Raiders, too. Just the fit there. Pete Carroll running the football. Like, I just...
Well, so that's an interesting one for me. Like, I love Ashton Gentry. I'm all in. I think he's going to be a good football player, okay? It is the sixth pick in the draft.
It is.
Are you reaching? Are there other areas the Raiders should have maybe addressed a little more than running back?
I don't know their roster well enough.
5'8" running back, by the way.
I know.
I'm not worried about his injury stuff. He's a pretty tough dude.
I just feel that way about him. I feel that way about him to where it's like, I get it, man. I get it. If you get a difference maker, a bell cow, that dude's going to lead the NFL in carries next year, right?
Well, yeah, they want to run the football.
What Pete Carroll wanted to do with Marshawn Lynch, make life easier for Geno Smith, run the damn football. Throw it to your all-pro tight end occasionally. There you go. You got a functioning offense all of a sudden with a good pass rush.
Yeah, like, he can catch the ball out of the backfield.
I'm super high on him. I get it. Running backs in the top 10 are questionable.
You're a Raider fan. Are you happy with that pick?
I am happy with that pick.
Because Membo went after him.
Yeah.
You had Williams and Booker
some offensive and defensive linemen you could have gone with.
Banks.
The other tough part is you had two elite tight ends, but you don't need a tight end. No. So those guys weren't coming off the board for you. So essentially you're looking at an offensive or defensive lineman after that. The only other pick that you would have made.
I kept coming back to the Raiders of just imagine pairing somebody elite with Max Crosby.
I know.
And you just kind of lean in that way and say, this is how we're going to keep teams within striking distance.
A few players still on the board that we'll keep our eye on today and going into the weekend. Will Johnson, probably the most notable outside of Shedeur Sanders. He's going to be the headliner.
People are worried about his injury concerns.
Very worried. Stud player, but when he's, can't say healthy, but when he's healthy, he's a stud. Trevion Henderson from Ohio State's a name that people will remember. Yeah. We'll see how he goes or how early he goes in the second round.
From year one to his final year, I thought it kind of went the opposite way.
Yeah.
Year one, remember, he burst on the scene as a freshman. And
he did.
Damn, this kid's a monster. And then, the running back room got a little crowded in Ohio State.
Without a doubt, Luther Burden at wide receiver. It's been an interesting wide receiver class this year. He was a guy who was one of the biggest in high school coming out, huge in college. He's still available for teams that are looking for wide receivers. Jordan Burch should probably hear his name called in the second round. Not a guarantee, but a decent chance he gets his name called pretty early on today. How quickly do we think Shedeur Sanders goes? He ended up being the story of the draft last night.
I think the Saints are going to take him.
You think the Saints are the team to do it?
Yeah, I mean, I know the Browns have the first two of four picks.
They have 33 and 36, so 1-4 tonight. Then the Saints have the eighth pick tonight.
I think the Saints at 40.
Okay.
I'm going to try to exacto that. I think the Saints take him at 40.
Okay, there you go. NFL draft. Any other takeaways? Any other grades? Anything we missed today? Anything in the notes that we haven't gotten to?
Yeah.
I feel like that was a pretty thorough recap.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job. One more thing. An announcement about the schedule announcement?
Yeah, it's an announcement for an announcement.
And look. Massive fan, okay? Big fan. Let me just put that in the front end. Did somebody tell Colleen Wolf to do the whole thing, like, with her arms?
I missed that live, so I didn't see
it. Yeah,
that
was more WWE
hype sort of
thing.
That was weird. It was like, the schedule release! It's coming out! Are you guys excited? Yeah. She started, kind of doing the robot.
I don't know what to do with my hands. I'm going to awkwardly move off the stage.
Laura Rutledge was just like, thanks, Colleen.
Thanks.
Look for it, May 14th.
Yeah, J.J. Watt tweeted out, was that an announcement to make an announcement?
Yes.
And the NFL responded to him with their Twitter account and said, you're damn right it was. Which is kind of funny.
I do like that they do
the NFL, dude. They can do whatever the hell they want.
Armstead got his Man of the Year announcement for the Jags, which I forgot he was a Jags.
So you like when they come out to announce a pick and then there's another thing going on before they get to the pick? Because we're all eager of, the Jags made the trade. We all assumed it's Hunter. And then it's like, wait, all right, now I got to do a Walter Payton Man of the Year thing.
He gave a long speech. He was more ready to just do the pick than anybody else.
The pick. What are we doing?
The soldiers in Japan was cool for the Niners. The kid with cancer, or that fought cancer, that was the Bronco fan.
Yep.
The Bills fan that came out
for
it.
Yep.
And here's my last take. I think I've exhausted everything in my brain from yesterday. Hey, Mark Murphy. You're a Packer. Great. Announce the pick. I mean, my God, we don't need to hear a 5-minute speech, buddy. Yeah. Like, thank the Packer fans.
Love
take
you, Green
one
Bay.
Little ribbing. Yeah. But my God, you just announced the pick.
Yeah.
He was the most egregious of all the people coming up to announce picks yesterday.
It was pretty bad.
Get over yourself. Win a playoff game.
It's a great day for NFL fans. Everybody loves their pick. Oh, we got the steal of the draft. Lock. Guy's going to be a stud. It's so many fan bases. I love it. That's the beauty of the draft, man.
The Eagles now. They get a freaking Super Bowl. John Campbell.
We're the best run team in the history of sports. Anytime we take an SEC defensive lineman, they turn out to be a stud. Everybody's yelling, stop letting them get away with this. Like, it's just a guarantee. Everyone they take is going to be an all-pro. Do you know that? It's a guarantee.
Yeah, well.
So, mark it down.
Yep.
NFL draft round one. We all watched. We all cared because it's the NFL, damn it. Let's get to a couple of bets that we like and a weekend preview. We'll do that next. Well, it's not an official Sprengie the Line, so I'm not going to sing.
Really,
but I'm totally fine with the music.
Okay.
One other draft nugget I did want to throw at you. One last thing in my notes I forgot. Not a surprise, but you're just like, damn, man.
Two leagues with playoffs, and it's been mostly NFL draft today.
It's the power of football, baby.
It did feel nice to see those logos again.
Didn't it? It's just a great little test, or a taste, I should say. Do you know how many consecutive years Alabama has had a first-round draft pick?
Oh, God.
What, back to the
2010?
The Mike Shula days?
Yeah.
17 consecutive years. Yep. The team with the second-longest streak in college football is Ohio State. They're now at 10, so that's a big gap. Then it goes Georgia at 8. Michigan at 7, and Oregon is now in the top 5 with 6 consecutive years with a first-round pick. Next year will be 7 because Mateo will be a first-round pick for sure. One last 17 straight years of the first-round pick, man. That's unbelievable. Looking at the NBA tonight, I'm wondering where we lean and what we like. So you got Lakers on the road at Minnesota, game 3 of that series. Minnesota slight home favorite. Anthony Edwards confused by the zone that was thrown at him in game 2. What? I don't even know what to make of Milwaukee at this point. They're a 5.5-point favorite at home tonight.
I'm taking them. I think
you taking them tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
They got to win a game.
Dame kicked off the rust.
Yeah. Giannis has been unbelievable.
He's been great.
Yeah, they'll be at home. You would hope that means the role guys are a little more comfortable, a little more enthused.
What is it, a 5.5-point spread?
5.5. I'll pull it up on DraftKings. I'm just looking on ESPN right now.
I'd take them to cover that one. I think they're going to get this game. Now, is this a 5-game series? Is it a 6-game series? Can they come back and tie this series and maybe we go the full distance? I don't quite know, but I think they win tonight. I think they cover.
Your line on DraftKings is 5, so you don't have to give the half point there. No hook. And then Orlando.
I mean, either way, you got to get the 6. So.
You got to get it. Yeah, very true. Orlando and Boston is interesting to me, too, because Orlando is. They put up a bit of a fight. You know, Tatum, have we got official word on him playing tonight? He didn't have a wrap on his wrist getting on the team plane that Celtics fans were all reacting to. No wrap on the wrist!
Shut up!
Get your ass up.
Official NBA injury report.
Because him not being in that line, I think, is reflecting it a little bit. They're a 4.5-point favorite on the road. So that's a pretty short spread.
Yeah, Orlando feels like. This is a series where they also get a game.
He's still listed as doubtful.
Yeah.
If you're Boston, would you hold him out tonight? Yes. You got a 2-0 lead. What's the risk? I mean, you lose a game. You know you're going to win the series.
Because KP, we'll see what he looks like, but KP.
Drew Holiday questionable with a right hamstring strain.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is showing. And look, I'm not saying Tatum's not hurt.
I think we're cooking up a little parlay here, okay? We're cooking it up. So we like Orlando plus the 4.5.
Plus 4.5.
Okay, we like that. We like Milwaukee minus the 5.
Minus the 5.
Throw it into the walk. Now I need a Laker-T-Wolves bet. I need a Lakers-T-Wolves bet tonight.
T-Wolves minus 3.5.
I have no feel for that series.
It's a very hard series to predict. I kind of lean the Timberwolves.
Game 1, I did not see that coming. Game 2, I did not see that coming.
Well, game 2 was more about one quarter.
It was the first quarter. They just blitzed them. And
Minnesota whooped their ass in game 1.
They
so
did.
I'm leaning T-Wolves here.
Slight favorite, like a 3.5-point favorite at home.
Yeah. I'd look at Reeves' overs.
Ooh.
I look at Reeves' over and
Reeves,
I take Minnesota.
Player prop? Let's see.
He hasn't had a great game yet.
No, he has not.
For him to score 20-plus points, you can get it at plus 110.
What about 25-plus points?
Ooh, 25-plus points is plus 340.
Yeah, see, I dabble in that.
Ooh, dabble,
I think he's going to have a game, but I'm going to take Minnesota, Milwaukee, Orlando.
Okay, I like that. I like. Well, I'll cook that parlay up.
Playing the points. Yeah, look that up. Let's see what don't that count the Reeves stuff.
But. No, I'll take the Reeves out of there. Let me get Reeves out of there. Let's cook up our show parlay here.
It's
NBA playoffs.
Be, what plus?
So we're gonna go Magic
460.
We're gonna go Bucks.
Yeah.
And we're gonna go T Wolves.
Yeah.
That is a plus 589 parlay. Let's do it. I'm locking in my bet right
we're
now.
We're rolling.
Locking in my bet right now.
I don't know what to. I have no, I'm with you. I have no feel for Lakers, Timberwolves.
No
I,
feel at all.
I lean Timberwolves, but.
You tell me Minnesota kills them, I'm not surprised. You tell me Luka goes off, they win the game easily, I'm not surprised. I have no feeling. I don't know where
I feel like
what reality
this is the
that
game
series.
That LeBron thrives more on the.
We get a vintage LeBron game?
You know, the
is he
going
to flop and look at the official again? Waiting to see
probably.
If he gets the call?
Yeah,
under
he
his
probably
hands?
Will.
Damn right he will.
But. I don't know. Laker, it's only three. That's the tough part. If they were more in the getting 4 or 5 range,
yeah,
I'd
that's a
dive on the Lakers.
Well, but when we come back Monday, is that Clipper Nugget series over in our estimations?
I mean, if they yeah. win game 4 at home.
That's what I'm
yeah.
asking. Is it going to be
3-1? I'd take the Clippers
seems
minus
like
5.5
right
for Saturday.
Definitely they, feels like it right now.
And I think you're starting to see, you know, all the frustration that was coming out on the bench and the jump start that Kroenke thought it was going to be to make the move. Now, Adelman's
they
in
should
over
be down 3-0.
Ty Lue's just yeah. going circles around him.
Clippers choked that game away in game 1.
Yeah, they were at least competitive in game 2, so I'll give them that. I mean, that was a game that could have gone either way, but yeah, they very easily could be down 3-0.
And Rockets-Warriors is a tough series because it sounds like no Jimmy for game 3.
That's where if that line sticks, like if you don't think Jimmy Butler's going to play and you
Rockets
could get plus money on Houston, I would
yeah.
take that. Yeah. Steph at home is scary. Them being, you know, back in the Bay and him going off and having one of those vintage Steph games is always in the back of your mind, but if there's no Jimmy and you don't think he's going to play and you can get plus money there, that's not a bad bet. Cleveland is a 6.5-point favorite, by the way, tomorrow in Miami. And I think they're factoring in. Maybe
I don't
not.
Think anybody in America cares about that series.
No.
Like, at all.
I don't know. No. Nor should they.
I mean, this is really right. about
Cleveland
if,
does.
If...
Yeah, Cleveland does. Miami doesn't.
No, Miami yeah. certainly doesn't. They just
can I give
Kent
you a couple
Grant.
Of hockey bets for tonight? We'll see how Blue Line Brandon feels about this
there you
and,
go.
And Hockey Swag feels about this.
Yes.
I'm sniffing the under in Montreal and Washington. I feel like that's been kind of a low-scoring competitive series. Montreal's
in
the 3-4
goal range, right?
Yeah, so I yeah, let me pull up what the over-under
five
is.
5.5.
5.5. I'm liking the under there. OT scares me, but you tell me it's a 3-2 game.
You get plus 105 on that.
I kind of am liking that in Montreal. I think Montreal's going to try and ugly it up a little bit, play physical. I'm sniffing the under there, and I look, maybe it's dumb because I like McJesus, and I pray to the McJesus every night. I do like Edmonton home cooking. Fans get to take her tatas
if they
out.
Don't win
at
this
home.
One.
Remember her? She's got to be there tonight.
Who forgets?
She's got to be there tonight.
Home. Oh, Canada.
We stand on guard for thee.
Yes, okay? We do.
We stand on guard for thee.
I think for the health of my marriage, you tear off that television. I can't get that game.
Add 20%. Add 20% to that thing.
I'm going Kings.
You're going Kings tonight on the
I'm
road?
I'm going Kings. Go
God, they go up 3-0 on Edmonton. Boo! Oh, boy.
Been down 3-0 before and sent it to a game.
That is true.
Oilers need
there.
One of their goaltenders to have a game.
I don't have a firm feel in Carolina, New Jersey. I like Carolina tonight, but they're going on the road. 2-0 series lead. You got a feel for that one? Blue Line Brandon or Hockey Swag?
I'm going
would,
Devils.
You go Devils tonight?
Yeah, I'm going
no,
Devils.
I would go Hurricanes.
You go Hurricanes tonight?
Yeah.
There you go. Ah, feels good.
Are
playoff
the Avalanche
going
to go down 3-1 and lead for the entire series?
I don't know, man.
I have a neighbor. Let me ask you guys this.
Colorado has to win tomorrow. That is, I'm going to put a lot of money on that game tomorrow night.
I don't know this person, but they're like 4 houses down, and I see him quite often. And we exchange pleasantries. Like, oh, hey.
Hey,
how's it going?
Yeah.
And he occasionally has had his Avs flag out, and sometimes he doesn't. But I know he's an Avs fan. We talked about it the year they won the Stanley Cup. Do I bring that up, or is that like a really sensitive topic for the fan of that
you know,
team of like, yo, you've been dominating and you're losing?
No, that's a query. There,
you
because
doing all right? You doing okay?
Because it's not like you're just getting housed.
You want me to do a query?
Yeah, you're just
he should
like,
be able to handle that. Here's what I would say. It's
like
what? Heartbreaking to watch your team
yeah.
lose that way when you should probably be up 3-0. They also just won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And you know my theory.
That doesn't
on that.
Make it less
it does.
Painful.
It
no,
definitely
it
does. It definitely does.
You would not have this belief if that was the Giants.
If the Giants had just won a World Series and they were down 2-1 in a series, I would have a little
first
bit
of
perspective.
2 years ago, they won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, because you blew 2 saves late in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it would be easy to get yeah. over, but that's totally different than we haven't won a championship in 50 years. I know that's not the case for the Avs because they won some in the 90s, but you get my point.
If the Blazers win an NBA Finals in 2 years, and then the next year they lose a couple of heartbreaking games in overtime in the playoffs,
and they should have won,
like that doesn't Game 7 against the Lakers doesn't feel the same if you just won a title the year before.
It does if I think my team can repeat.
I mean, sure, it hurts. I'm not saying it doesn't hurt. They just won a title,
but they should be up 3-0, and they might be able to get their second cup in 3 years,
and they very well could win Game 4 and still win their second cup in 3 years.
Yeah,
they're not eliminated yet.
That's why I'm asking if I bring it up.
I think you query. I think he should be doing fine.
A query, huh?
He's doing okay.
Query.
He's doing fine. Let's wrap it up. There's your Sprague in the line. That's what we like this weekend. Sandy underway on a weekend. Next on the Fam. There you go. Fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. What a sports weekend we got, man. If you're an NFL draft bro, continues tonight. Does it go all the way through Sunday or is it just tonight and tomorrow?
No, just Saturday. So okay. 2 and 3 today, 4 through 7 on Saturday.
Four through seven Saturday.
Yeah.
And so, they got like 20 seconds in between the picks, right?
Yeah, they got like all right, two or three minutes.
Get off the couch. Let's go.
Eventually, they just show them on the bottom of the ticker.
Yeah,
they go to commercial and you miss like four picks in the sixth round. You come back. Oh, look at that. That guy got taken. So if you're into the NFL draft, you got that going on this weekend. That's pretty cool. If you're an NBA fan, how are you not?
Yeah.
The playoffs are continuing. Mm-hmm. You got that. If you're a Duck football fan, you got the spring game tomorrow.
Game, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Right
what
here
channel?
On the Fan.
Right here on 1080 The Fan.
If you can't listen to it on The Fan, obviously.
On the Big Ten Network.
Ah.
Television channel.
Yeah.
The B1GNET.
Ah, the only good news of that for me is we get paid on Monday.
It sounds like we're going to get Josh paid on Monday. Is that confirmed? Did we confirm that?
We haven't confirmed
He said...
We'll
yeah,
he said, yeah,
should
okay.
Be good. He doesn't know his whole schedule. So
lots to get to with old Josh Pate. There's been a lot going on in the college football news world over the last handful of weeks. And so we'll talk a little Oregon spring game with him and all that stuff coming up on Monday. Stanley Cup playoffs continuing. And all of our baseball teams are still playing. Have you guys been watching any baseball?
Just my team.
Splicing it in a little
just
bit amongst the playoffs.
Yeah.
Watching the Dodgers bullpen choke. That's fun.
Who had on their bingo card April 25th for the first complaint on the Dodgers in their billion-dollar payroll.
Wow.
Wow. What place are the Dodgers in right now?
Third, I think.
Oh, wow.
We've won two series in a row.
I was told at the start of the year the Giants are going to be amongst the Rockies in the standings. The Rockies are 4-20. Where are the Giants at right now?
We won 5 of our last 6.
You're almost back to 500.
We got the D-backs.
You're almost out of that cellar.
Got the
Help us out a little bit in the NL West. Get out of there.
We'll try. We're only 2 games back of second place.
The Mariners are now tied for first place. This is their year. They're back. Their offense is loaded.
Schultz.
But tonight at Chavez Ravine, Paul Skeens and Yamamoto go.
Ooh, that's
at
a pretty fun one. You got the Pirates in town tonight.
Yep.
Skeens all day.
I feel like the Giants haven't had an off day in a month and a half, man. I think they've been playing every day. Road trips, coming back to the West Coast.
Schultz's doing a Mariner podcast. God bless him. Is this real? Is it real?
Do my eyes deceive me? God.
They're 3 games over 500. Is it real?
Is it real?
It's real to me. I hope they don't do what they always do.
They're going to do what they always do.
Their winning percentage is 560.
They're above the old GM line, DePoto line. We grilling anything this weekend?
Grilling
anything? Got any meat?
I got a lot of chicken. My mother-in-law brought over a bunch of uncooked chicken.
Let's go, baby. So throw some chicken on the Blackstone this weekend.
Yeah, we're cooking now. They don't care about salmonella anymore.
Nah, fired up as we go.
Hops are finishing up their 2-week homestand. So.
Ah, Swag's at the ballpark all weekend.
The ballpark every day.
He lives
there. Well, it's a 2-week homestand.
I got a cot for him in the
12 games in 13 days.
That's a lot of baseball. Jeez. A lot of baseball. Well, enjoy the sports tonight, this weekend. Tomorrow, it's going to be great, man. NFL draft, all sorts of stuff going on.
Are you grilling anything? Why did you ask that question?
Yeah, I'm going to grill some steaks this weekend.
Tomahawks?
Probably not tomahawks. Just a couple of ribeyes.
Oh.
I'm in the mood for a steak. I've gone to 2 restaurants in the last month and ordered a steak, and it's left me underwhelmed.
Because you know how to make your own
One
steak.
One of them was a nice restaurant, too, and I was disappointed.
Really?
Yeah. Not going to name names, obviously. So, I need some red meat in my belly.
I wouldn't mind having a steak this weekend. It'd be great.
Sounds good. Sports steak's going to be great. That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague, and at 1080thefan. We had Howard Beck on earlier talking some NBA playoffs. Josh Pate will be on the show on Monday. Oregon spring game draft recap, playoff recap. It's going to be a loaded Monday. We will talk to you at 6 a.m. Have a great weekend. Colin is next. Listen to 1080 The Fan.